Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I started a few days ago, which I've entitled Christ, Our Liberator. And we were looking at a passage of Scripture found in Ephesians, which tells us that we're not to be like children anymore, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And there were two aspects or ways, if you will, that I would like to share with you of looking at this passage. And we got into it a little bit yesterday. And the first way is to understand the basically what we're speaking, the reality, the actual literal facts of reality, which means that whatever we say, the words have to be according to truth. They must be real. They must be actual, not counterfeit. The truth as opposed to error, falsehood, or sincerity. And basically, beloved, what we speak needs to be truthful. Now, there's very little truth in the world because the spirit of the enemy dominates the world and he's the father of lies. So lying is the norm, it would seem to be, especially as we look at these dark times in which we're living. But basically, our behavior, our speech, our attitudes, our actions must be consistent throughout. And there should not be any conflict between our body, our soul, and our spirit. We're a tripartite being. So if we're being truthful, truly, and actually truthful without hypocrisy or deception or deceit, then what is in our heart, in other words, what we're thinking, those words will line up, because unfortunately there are many who might speak words, they sound nice, but inside in their heart, they're really lying. That's not how they feel. And so we have to be honest. There's no duplicity or hypocrisy, as opposed to being a willful liar. This is an example out of the Psalms. Psalms 55 and 21 declares, "The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords." I've always loved that comment Jesus made about Nathanael. He said, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile." Praise God. Wouldn't you like to be for Jesus to be able to make that comment about you? And so, beloved, our beings, our mouths, our soul and spirit must be united in commitment and action to the truth of God's Word. Psalm 25 and 10 says, "All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies." So if we will obey the Word of the Lord, the way in which we live our lives, the way in which we pass our time here on this earth, are going to be paths of the Lord that are filled with mercy, His love, and His truth. There's a beautiful expression, prayer if you will, found in Psalm 86 and 11. "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name." Another translation puts it this way, "Make me single-hearted in fearing your name. May every fiber of my being unite in reverence to your name." So I've been sharing the first aspect or way of looking at the scripture, or focus or emphasis, and that is literally what we're saying must be true, not just the words that line up with facts, but with your entire being, there must be no guile, there must be no hypocrisy. And so how can we say it? Just bottom line is we need to be real, praise God. All right, now let's look at another aspect of this command imperative that is given in Ephesians to speak the truth in love, because that's what we're doing. We're looking at these brief few words, this command that is given by the Holy Spirit. One was to be real, to be honest, to be sincere. And secondly, we are to declare truth in the capacity an attitude of love. In other words, not just what we're saying, but how we're saying it. Our attitude in love is a modifying phrase, I'm speaking grammatically now, which describes how the truth is to be presented. That Greek word for truth, aletheia, that is truth as unveiled reality, lying at the basis of and agreeing with appearance. I know it's a technical definition, but this is literally what the Greek means. It's the manifested, veritable essence of matter, reality, clearly lying before our eyes, as opposed to mere appearance without reality. And beloved, one of the greatest challenges of our Christian walk is to fulfill this command to speak the truth in love. And it can be hard. It can be scary in the natural because, oh, I don't really want to do that. We all shrink from confrontation. But beloved, this is Holy Ghost confrontation, if you will. Confrontation of the highest order that is motivated by the very heart of God, because a wise man will listen to change. And you know, I mean, if you're filled led of God to share something with someone and they don't receive it, well, you know what? And as long as you were loving and gentle, then that's on them. But the fact of the matter is, you obeyed the Lord. You did what God said. I shared on a previous broadcast an amazing story of a martyr, I think it was in the 3rd century, Telemachus, who was a very simple, ordinary man, was told by the Lord to speak out against these violent gladiator games. He did, and they began to mock and ridicule him. They began to stone him. He gave up his life as a martyr, simply obeying God. But as a result, a holy hush fell over that entire Colosseum. One by one, people started leaving, then by the hundreds, by the thousands, and the games never resumed. So, beloved, the truth he was speaking was backed up by action. And we have to speak the truth in a way that is, like Paul said, he said, I'm all things to all men, so that by some ways I might win all. In other words, he would put himself in an emotional state, or in a state that would be receptive from the person who is going to receive the ministry. And again, that's love. That's being mindful of the other person, trying to, in the very best way possible, to minister to them. It's definitely a challenge. It demands our own maturity and the fruit of the Spirit, which is what? Self-control, patience, and long-suffering. And it is a command of the Holy Spirit. It's an imperative. It's the very work that he is involved in as the Spirit of Truth. He's weaving, he's putting into the very fiber of our being the very truths of God. We are basically co-laboring with God, and we will have the discerning capacity of the Holy Spirit. That's really the prophetic nature to understand what's going on in the hearts of others. It's a wonderful way to be able to be used of God, to see people touched. It's just like the Samaritan woman at the well. When the Lord started moving in the word of knowledge, when basically he said, you go and speak to your husband, and she said, verily, that I have no husband? And he said, thou hast said well. Verily, you've had five husbands, and the one you're with now isn't. Well, that was supernatural truth that was given to him by the Holy Spirit. And when a stranger walks up to you, how can you know things like that? It's the truths of the Spirit of God. He knows all things, and he chooses at the right moment, in his time, in his way, to give us small little portions of tiny bits of truth that we can be effective in our ministry. And so, beloved, there's divine dualities, I've sort of coined that phrase, of the letter and the spirit and judgment and mercy. You know, those places where there's just an emphasis on the letter, well, people can get hurt, they can get offended, but it's the Spirit that convicts and gives life and is loving. Without the Spirit of God, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. That's what the Word says. So, beloved, if not in combination, that combination of truth and love together, it can be very harmful rather than beneficial. You may have had an experience like that. Someone was going to, you know, set you in order and share for, you know, for your own good. They were going to say something to you, but how they did it, it was devastating. And even if we're not wanting to hurt someone, unless we do it within the right spirit, we can devastate people with the truth. We have to just deliver the truth, but we're not responsible for the results. And you might not expect to be loved, but you know, it's important that we need to speak the truth. Praise God. Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, we'll get to what is the effect of speaking this truth in love. What is the liberating effect of truth? Some wonderful, exciting, and joyous things that the Word of God tells us. And I pray that you'll be able to be with me at the same time. And if you're a new listener, I'd like to make you aware that this is also a ministry, not only a broadcast ministry, but a ministry of prayer and correspondence. And for over 50 years, we've been raised up by the Lord to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. So if you're struggling with something, you may have something that you really aren't comfortable, not able to share with someone else, know that I only receive your letters, read the letters, answer the mail. It's a personal ministry. So I invite you to write. The announcer in a moment will give our contact information. As I bring this broadcast to a close, I just want to say thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.